USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the World Health Organization announced this week their intentions to investigate the origins of the coronavirus that has killed millions of people around the world, former CDC director and virologist Robert Redfield on Fox News says the WHO is too compromised by communist China to do the investigation.
I think they were highly compromised. Clearly, they were incapable of compelling China to adhere to the treaty agreements that they have on global health, because they didn't do that. Clearly, they allowed China to define the group of scientists that could come in and investigate. That's not consistent with their role.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called the country's food situation tense, state media reported Wednesday. Opening a Workers' Party Central Committee gathering, Kim claimed the economy had improved this year, with industrial production up 25% from a year earlier. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden meet in Geneva, former Secretary of State and CIA Director Mike Pompeo on Fox News says Putin knows Biden's weaknesses and will try to exploit them.
Well, he's going to show up loaded for bear, because the evidence of the Biden administration's actions today suggests that'll be successful. Whether it was the fact that they re-entered the New START treaty at the very beginning, right, a nuclear treaty they re-entered, we didn't ask for anything, they wanted it desperately, and we gave it up. President Biden went first. He destroyed our energy industry by joining the Paris Climate Accords, an enormous gift to Vladimir Putin. So I expect tomorrow President Putin will press. He will see how far he can push President Biden, and I hope not just in words, but in deeds.
Russian warships are conducting the largest military exercise since the Cold War. It's taking place 400 miles off the coast of Hawaii, sending the United States Air Force scrambling Wednesday. The exercises conducted by the Russian Navy include long-range bombers, surface ships, and anti-submarine aircraft. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After calling Vladimir Putin a killer and saying he's told him before he has no soul, President Biden on Monday is now calling the Russian leader bright and tough. The two men will meet face-to-face inside an 18th-century Swiss villa situated alongside a lake in Geneva. The fifth American president to sit down with Putin. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden wraps up his first overseas trip on Wednesday with a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The meeting is expected to last 4 to 5 hours with several sessions during that stretch. Many have questioned what President Biden will be able to gain from the meeting. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia, Michael McFaul, says the president should take a Cold War stance with Putin. He tells CNBC that on many issues, the two countries should just agree to disagree.
Well, it's tricky because you want to cooperate on things that you can, but you don't want to sound too chummy. You want to push back on things where we disagree, and the list of disagreements is a lot longer than the list of potential agreements. And so that's the challenge for President Biden into this meeting. It reminds me of older days, Soviet Cold War days, when we met with Soviet leaders, but we didn't check our values at the door, and we agreed to disagree about a lot of things.
The upcoming SpaceX launch of a GPS-3 satellite scheduled for Thursday will be the first national security space mission to use a refurbished Falcon 9 booster. Launch window opens at 12.09 p.m. Eastern and will close at 12.24 p.m. Eastern and will launch from Cape Canaveral, Florida. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.